Hi, I'm Rosie Tatsuguchi. I'm a psychologist who happens to be a Buddhist. I'm not a Buddhist scholar, so I'm looking at Buddhism with a scientific eye. On the other hand, as I practice clinical psychology, I realize that Buddhism and modern science share some basic beliefs. For every basic Buddhist principle, there's a parallel modern scientific principle. Let me explain. First, there's cognitive behavioral modification, in which it's the only evidence-based successful therapy in modern psychology. So what it says is what you think affects what you do affects how you feel affects what you think. In other words, thoughts, feelings, and actions are interactive. If you change one, the other two change. Psychologists help clients change thinking, and it leads to changing behavior and feelings. So, I remembered the Eightfold Path growing up, and you know, think about that. All of what the Eightfold Path tells us is really cognitive behavioral modification. Look, just take the one about right view. You know, pure thoughts lead to pure actions. Second basic principle, I believe, is a Four Noble Truths. These two things are major scientific beliefs. One, look at things the way they really are. Truth is important. There's a cause and effect. There's underlying principle of understanding life and finding solutions is really understanding cause and effect. And that's both scientific and Buddhistic, isn't it? And third, the Kalama Sutra. Now, I don't take credit for finding this. The Reverend Kevin Kuniyoki of a Buddhist Study Center told me about it. If you recall, sutras are oral records of Socratic teachings of the Buddha. And what he says in it is that truth and knowledge are important, and in order to find it, we need to rule out lying, bias, fanaticism, and inconsistency. Whenever you find those things, you have to question what the person is telling you the facts are about. This is the Kalama Sutra is also the forerunner of the academic freedom. Think about it. It says everybody has a right to pursue knowledge. You can question anybody and you can do whatever you want to do, live differently if you want to, in the pursuit of knowledge. Furthermore, the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights guarantee us the right to pursue knowledge, freedom of speech, freedom of information. I was just blown away when I looked at all of this. Really, the Kalama Sutra tells us to rule out sources of bias and prove B was caused by A, for example. And that's totally consistent with the scientific method. The fourth thing is cause and effect. Everything you do or don't do has a consequence. And there's the law of thermodynamics. For every force, there's a counterforce, yeah? Or every action has a reaction. So therefore, if you like the consequences of what you're doing, then keep doing it. If you don't, then you need to change. A very important thing comes out of the idea of cause and effect. If you understand what causes something, you have the power to predict the future. If you have the power to predict the future, then you can change your future. Another item of basic truth, the thing that comes out of cause and effect, is it automatically confers responsibility on the individual. You're choosing to do or not to do. You are choosing to pursue the facts or ignore the facts. A fifth thing is consider the Shakyamuni's original journey for the answers to the problems of poverty, disease, old age, death, living with other people. I added that, and change. It's really similar to modern scientific inquiry. He was using modern scientific methodology to look at things the way they were as he found the answers to these problems. For example, the scientific method says objective data collection. So he was being fed things that were only half-truths as he was growing up, and he left the safety of his home to collect the data. Second thing was data analysis. He really just looked at stuff and saw things he didn't want to see, and he just looked at it and accepted it. And then hypothesis testing. How to solve for the problems of poverty, disease, old age, death, other people, while everything keeps changing. My goodness, what a problem. And then he came to conclusions as he was, I think that's what he was doing as he was meditating under the Bodhi tree. And last but not least, the important part of science is replication. What he did to replicate his theories and beliefs was he roamed and went throughout India teaching and testing his theory by doing a Socratic method, meeting with people he didn't even know. And all of that is brought down to us through the sutras. Okay, so in summary, think of the positive methods of Buddhism and science. I don't mean opposite, but a positive. They're the opposite sides of the same coin, I believe. When you decide things based on scientific method, you are probably using Buddhist principles. When you decide things based on Buddhist principles and philosophy, you're probably using scientific method. So use Buddhist and scientific principles of looking at the truth and predicting the future and taking responsibility by understanding cause and effect as you make decisions in your life. Thank you.